Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're going to be learning today a sugya in Maseches Sukkah. The Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah that you can have a sukkah, which is shtayim kilchasim, two walls, kahalacha, two proper walls, the shlishis afilu tefach, and the third wall can even be a tefach, a small 3 to 4 inch long wall. Not very much. So you have two proper long walls, and then the third wall can even be a tefach. That's the Mishnah. Says Rav in the Gemara of Zayin Abed Aleph, v'chein l'Shabbos, that this wall is also for Shabbos. Migu dehavei dofen, le'inyin sukkah havei dofen le'inyin Shabbos. Since it's considered a wall as far as the halachas of sukkah are concerned, it's also considered a wall as far as the halachas of Shabbos are concerned. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Af al pi shetzarich l'Shabbos shalosh mechitzos le'osas rishis hayochid. Even though on Shabbos you need three proper walls in order that it should be considered a rishis hayochid, Shabbos shel sukkis mutter lismoch al mechitzos hasukkah. On the Shabbos of Sukkot, it is permitted for you to rely on this third tefach long wall, even though if it's Shabbos not during Sukkot, you wouldn't be allowed to rely on it. Im asav yirshus harabim samach lepischo sukkah, de'en ba'el ashtayim kihochasan, v'shlishi safilu tefach, machnis umotzi heimenu leveso, if you make a sukkah in rishus harabim right next to your front door. And your sukkah would normally not be considered a valid rishus hayachid because its third wall isn't a kosher wall as far as halachos of Shabbos are concerned. Nevertheless, during sukkahs, you're allowed to carry from your sukkah into your house because your sukkah is considered now a rishus hayachid and your house is a rishus hayachid. So the midoraisa, you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Ve'af al gav dibishar shabbosis. Lo mishteri, even though other Shabbos during the year, it wouldn't be permitted to use this sukkah as a rishus hayachid. It would be considered a rishus harabim, even if you used it on Sukkot. But now that it's no longer Sukkot, the rest of the year, such a sukkah is not considered a valid rishus hayachid. Inami b'sha'ar mechitzis she'en anshel sukkah lo mishteru b'hachi. Or else, other walls that are not of sukkah are not permitted in such a way. In other words, even on a Shabbos during sukkahs, if you have a house of two walls that are kehalacha, that are the proper length and height, and the third one is only a tefach, but you don't use it for a sukkah, it doesn't help, because only for sukkah, for walls of a sukkah, do we say migu? That's what Rashi means when he says, inami b'sha'ar mechitzes she'enim shel sukkah, lo mishtru b'hachi. If you use this wall, even during sukkahs, you use two walls and then the third a tefach, but not in the context of a sukkah, it's not a sukkah, it's just in your house, it's not a kosher sukkah, so that wouldn't be matter you to carry, that wouldn't make it a rishus hayachid. Nevertheless, the Shabbos de sukkah shariyo, for the Shabbos of sukkah, Sukkot, it becomes mutter. Why? The migu dahu tefach agmei rachmana lemoshe b'mechitzo sukkah delehavi leidofen shleim ala sukkah. Since that tefach, that third wall, which is only a tefach long, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe that they are valid, that this wall is valid for the walls of a sukkah, that it should be considered a complete wall for a sukkah. Have a dofen anami b'Shabbos disukkah le'inyin Shabbos. It's also considered a wall on Shabbos during Sukkot, as far as the laws of Shabbos are concerned. So the chiddush of Rava, the famous chiddush of Rava, is that the walls of the sukkah, which are valid for Sukkot, two proper walls and the third for a tefach, on the Shabbos of Sukkot, as far as the halachas of Shabbos are concerned, are also considered valid walls. Since, with respect to the laws of Sukkot, it's considered a wall. So now, as far as Shabbos, it's also considered a wall. The rest of the year wouldn't be considered a wall. But for Shabbos of Sukkot, it's considered a wall. Now, we find something similar, says the Sefer Nosan Pirio, and Maseches Sukkah, upon which we are basing our shir. In the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Kuvav Amid Beis, there it says, Zimin Sagiyin Havik Ka'anna Kamei D'Rav, many times I was in front of Rav, Zimin D'Chaviv Alei Rifta Mekadisha Rifta, Zimin D'Chaviv Achame Mekadisha Achame, when he liked bread, he made Kiddush on bread. When he liked wine, sometimes he liked wine, he made Kiddush on wine. And there the Rashbam writes, Umidurav Shaminan Shemekachim Alapas. From Rav we learn that you can make Kiddush on bread. Rav made Kiddush on bread. Vidafka Kiddush, nor Kiddush, only Kiddush. Aval Havdala Eino El Alakos, the Al Hakos Shel Yayin Tiknuha. Havdala is only done with a kos, because the takana of making havdalah was to do it on a kos. That's what the correct reading of the Rashbam is, according to the Or Zeruah and Hilchos Motzei Shabbos and Siman Tzadi Aleph. Kidam rinan ha'ashira kvu'ua ala kos. When they got rich, they said, ah, now we can afford it. We can afford a cup of wine. Imagine that's what they called rich. So umisha ein lo kos yain b'makom shurgiyon l'shlus yain al yavdi la pas v'day lo b'havdola tefila. So once they made the takana to make havdola on wine, you have to make havdola on wine, and it is only kiddush that you can make on bread. But havdola has to be on wine. You don't have wine, you only have bread. So then say havdola in your davening, and that's enough. And in Tosfos, and he says that Besidur of Amram Gom. But Tosfos says that Besidur of Amram Yesh, the Afa Gavdi Ein Mavdilin Ala Pas, the Yotov Shechol, the Motzah Shabbos Mavdilin Bepas. That even though normally you don't make Havdalah on bread, as we saw from the Rashbam, but on Yotov, that comes out on Motzah Shabbos, you do make Havdalah on bread. Why? Because what do? And Havdalah and Yom Tov that falls out of Motzei Shabbos. You do Yaknahaz, Yain Kiddush, Ner Havdalah's man. So that means that you're making Kiddush together with Havdalah. And what's the Iker here? The Iker is Kiddush. Kiddush you're allowed to do on bread. So Nasa Havdalah Tfeilolo, Mavdil Al Hapas Im HaKiddush. Havdalah becomes secondary to the Kiddush. And therefore you're allowed to make Havdalah on the bread together with the Kiddush. In other words, since Kiddush is the Iker, you drag Havdalah along, and just like you're making Kiddush on bread, you're also allowed to make Havdalah on bread. And so writes the Or Zeruah in Hilchos Motzei Shabbos Siman Tzadi Aleph that we mentioned earlier. That even though normally you're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread, but here on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yontif, you're allowed to make Havdalah on bread because you're allowed to make Kiddush on bread. And Memele, you do that, you drag the Havdalah along. And he brings a raya from his Rebbe, Reb Avram ben Reb Azriel Zechet Tzadik Vivracha, from the first parak of Maseches Sukkah, our Gemara, that you have two kehilchosan. Shlishis afilu tefach. It's a good wall for Sukkah. Since it's a good wall for Sukkah, it's also a good wall for Shabbos. In other words, explains the Or Zeruah. Even though normally on Shabbos it's not considered a wall, here, since it's considered a wall for Sukkah, it's also considered a wall on Shabbos. So that he compares his case of making Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, which is Yadiv, making Havdalah on bread, because anyway you're making Kiddush on bread, so the Havdalah can follow along to the case of Sukkot, where since, as far as Sukkot is concerned, it's considered a valid wall, so too, Shabbos follows along, and for Shabbos, it's also a valid wall. So the Chorah we can ask on the Raya of Rabbi Avram ben Rabbi Azriel, the Rebbe of the Or Zeruah. Because you can say that dafka regarding a wall, we say that Nigu da Havidofen Lenyan Sukkah. Havidofen Lenyan Shabbos, since it's considered a wall for Sukkahs, it's considered also a wall for Shabbos. Since both Sukkah and Shabbos need the same thing, they need a wall, and therefore we say very well, Nigu, it's considered a wall. In other words, the key here is wall. We need a wall for Shabbos. For Sukkah, we need a wall for Shabbos, since it's a good wall as far as Sukkah is concerned. It's also a good wall as far as Shabbos is concerned, because it has the same shame wall. It's called a wall. Interesting, I actually spent 13 years studying in the Wall Rabbinical College. So this is very key. And you can't say that it's considered a wall for Sukkah, and it's not a wall for Shabbos. If it's a wall, it's a wall. If it's not a wall, it's not a wall. The second we said, we established that it's a wall for Sukkah, it's oichit, a wall, it's also a wall for Shabbos. So you can't be mechalik. But on Motzei Shabbos, that's chol b'yontif. Here we need two different things. As far as yontif is concerned, we need kiddush. As far as Shabbos is concerned, we need havdalah. So we can say that even though bread is good for kiddush, it doesn't work for havdalah. Because that takan of Havdalah was only ala kos. You need a kos for Havdalah. It's not good for Kiddush. Bread isn't good for Havdalah. Bread is good for Kiddush, which Kiddush is shayach to Havdalah. Havdalah, here you have Havdalah and you have Kiddush. So for Kiddush, you're right, bread is good enough. But Havdalah, which is something completely different, Havdalah is shayach to Shabbos. The Kiddush is shayach to Yantif. So just because for the Kiddush of Shabbos you can use bread, that doesn't, the Kiddush of Yom Tov you can use bread, that doesn't mean that for Havdalah of Shabbos you can use bread. No, for the Havdalah of Shabbos this is the kind of a kos. And you can't say migu that the bread is good for the Kiddush. It's also good for Havdalah, because we only find a migu when they're two similar things. They need the same thing, that's we need a wall. So if it's a wall for Sukkot, it's a wall for Shabbos. You can't be mechalek and say, no, it's a wall for Sukkah, it's not a wall for Shabbos. But Kiddush and Havdalah are two completely different mitzvahs. You have the mitzvah of Kiddush for Yom Tov. You have the mitzvah of Havdalah for Shabbos. So, ein achinam, for the mitzvah of Kiddush for Yom Tov, you can use bread. But what does that have to do for the mitzvah of Havdalah for Shabbos? Why should it also work for that? So, for Havdalah, you should have to use a kos. So, this raya is not such a good raya. So, again, where we're holding now. We have a Gemara that says that if it's a wall for Sukkah, it's also a wall for Shabbos. Good. Then we have a halacha that you're not allowed to make Kiddush on. You're not allowed to make Havdalah on bread. Only Kiddush you're allowed to make on bread. Havdalah you're not allowed to make on bread. But then we have the Kiddush of the Or Zeruah that if Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos, you are allowed to make Havdalah on bread. Why? Because the idea here is the Kiddush for Yom Tov. You're making Kiddush. And the Mela, you can schlep the Havdalah along and also make the Havdalah on bread just like you make Kiddush on bread. And that's just like Sukkahs. Sukkahs, it's a Sukkah for Shabbos. It's a wall for Sukkahs. It's also a wall for Shabbos. And now we ask on this Tzushtel, because it doesn't make sense. As far as Sukkahs is concerned, we're looking for the name of a wall. So if it's a wall for Shabbos, it's a wall for Sukkahs. A wall for Sukkahs, a wall for Shabbos. Gebaldik. But and Shabbos and Motzei Shabbos that falls out on Yom Tov that falls out on Motzei Shabbos. So here we have Kiddush, we have Havdalah, and there's two separate categories, two separate mitzvahs. So since they're two separate mitzvahs, just because you can use bread for Kiddush doesn't mean you can use bread for Havdalah. That's our kasha. However, says the Nasan Pirya, we can be miyashiv this kasha based on the Rambam. V'shrayv the Rambam, in Perek Chof Tes Nehilchus Shabbos Halacha Aleph, Zot the Rambam Mitzvahs Asim and Atari Lekadis and Shabbos B'dvarim. It's a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos with words, as it says, Zachol et Yom HaShabbat Lekadisho. Kelomal Zachreyu Zachirat Shevach V'kiddush. Says, to remember Shabbos, remember it, a memory of praise and sanctification. V'tzarich lezochreihu b'knisato v'yitziyato. You have to remember Shabbos when it comes in and when it leaves. B'knisaso b'kiddush hayom u'v'yitziyaso b'havdalah. When it comes in, you make kiddush. When Shabbos leaves, you make havdalah. So we see from this Rambam that kiddush and havdalah really have one shoresh, and that is that there is a mitzvah to sanctify Shabbos when it comes in and when it leaves. In the kiddush of Erev Shabbos, what we're doing is we're sanctifying Shabbos by making it different from the days that preceded it. And that shows you the kedusha of Shabbos, because kedusha is havdalah and hafrasha, like Rashi says famously at the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, kedoshim to you, purushim to you, separate yourself. That's Kedusha. Kadosh is Nivdal. There Rashi says, separate from our rights. But here we're talking about Kedusha Shabbos. Shabbos is separate from the rest of the week in its Kedusha. And so too, you also have to sanctify Shabbos when it leaves, and Motzei Shabbos through Havdalah. And in this way, you're Mavdil Shabbos from the days of the week that are after it. And if so, we can say this Migu again. Now our migu, the migu of the Rebbe of the Orzarua, Rebbe Avrom ben Rebbe Zriel, is reinstated. We can say that migu, that it works, that bread is valid for kiddush. It's also valid for havdalah. And don't ask me, you can't compare it to the migu case of the dolphin sukkah, because they're all dealing with, it's the same shame dolphin, it's the same shame wall. Because by Shabbos and Yantav, it's also the same. Kiddush and havdalah are really the same. You're sanctifying the day. So just like kiddush is sanctifying the day from the previous days, havdalah sanctifying the day from the coming days, but it's the same mitzvah. So since it's the same mitzvah of sanctification, same kiddush, memela, you can use bread for havdalah, just like you're allowed to use bread for kiddush. And you can again say the svara of the Rebbe of the Orzarua. Okay? Kiddush and Havdalah are really one thing. They're coming to sanctify the day through sanctifying Shabbos from what comes before and what comes after, and that's Kiddush. And therefore, if you can use bread for Kiddush, you can also use bread for Havdalah, which is also a type of Kiddush. Okay? So now, we have an answer. However, we're not finished. Because it's true, Havdalah and Kiddush are really one thing. However, that is only when we're talking about Havdalah and Kiddush of Shabbos. Both of them sanctify the Shabbos. But what's the Orzarua talking about? He's talking about Motzei Shabbos, that's Yontif. The Kiddush is on the Yontif that's coming in. Havdalah is on the Shabbos that's going out. How do we know that even in such a case you can say migu, that you're using bread for kiddush, you can also use bread for havdalah? When it's kiddush and havdalah on Shabbos, you're right. We can shtel them tzu, and we can say that really they're the same source of kiddush. However, here we're dealing with yantiv. Maybe the kiddush of yantiv is different than the havdalah of Shabbos. And in order to answer this question, nachamo, the guy there in the Rambam says in the 29th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yudches, just like your Makati Shabbos on Leil Shabbos and your Mavdil on Motzei Shabbos, so too your Makadish Leil Yomtiv and your Mavdil on Motzei Yomtiv, because they're all called Shabbos Hashem. That's the Rambam. So we see that the Kiddush of Yomtiv is learned from the pasuk of Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakatsho, because Yomtiv is also called Shabbos. So we see from this that Yontif and Shabbos are really one Kedusha. And they both have the mitzvah of Shabbos. We know the Sfarim Kedushim talk about the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. But as far as Kiddush and Havdalah are concerned, they both emanate from the same source. Both the Kiddush of Shabbos and the Kiddush of Yontif emanate, Kiddush and Havdalah of Shabbos and Kiddush and Havdalah of Yontif emanate from the same source. And that is the pasuk of Zachor Es Yom HaShabbos Lakatsho. That's true. So now it's beautiful. If you're using bread for the kiddush of Yomtiv, which comes from Zochas Yom Shabbos Lakatsho, you can also use bread for the Havdalah of Shabbos, which comes from Zechar Yom Shabbos Lekatcha. Because the Kiddush of Yom Tov and the Havdalah of Shabbos are emanating from the same source. So if what you need to do is you need to sanctify the day, whatever the day is. So if you can use it for Kiddush, in our case of Yom Tov, you can also use it for the Havdalah of Shabbos. Now the Ozarur writes that on this Kiddush, that if it works, if bread works for Kiddush, it also works for Havdalah. They ask that it's not a good, again, it's not a good sushta. Because by sukkah, we can say that since when you're metaltel in the sukkah, it's called a wall for a sukkah, so at the very same moment, it's considered a wall for Shabbos. But when you're talking about Kiddush and Havdalah, here you already made Kiddush. Kiddush is over. So how can you then say that, oh, now you can use the bread for Havdalah? By the wall, when it's a wall for sukkah, at the very same time, it's a wall for Shabbos. But by Kiddush, it's very different. By Kiddush, you made Kiddush, Yayin Kiddush, Ner Havdalah Zman. So you finished your Kiddush. And now you want to say, you want to use that same bread also for Havdalah. But that shouldn't work. Because the Havdalah comes afterwards, and it can't be compared to the sukkah case where it's a wall for Shabbos and sukkah simultaneously. And the answer to this is the Nasan Pirio is based on a machlokas in the Torah, in a Rechaim Sim Reis Samach Tes, whether or not you're chayiv to have Kiddush Makom Suda. The opinion of Rav Natrunoi is that you make Kiddush in shul and you don't have to eat in shul because the eating is only Mishum Refuah. And the Torah says, Mapitam, of course you have to eat in shul. You need a Suda, you need Kiddush Makom Suda. So if you hold that you dafka need to have Kiddush B'Makom Suda, we need to continue and eat. So that means that when you made Kiddush, the Kiddush isn't finished until you ate. When are you going to start eating? After the Havdalah. So it turns out that when you're making Havdalah, you're still in the process of Kiddush. You're still in that time zone of Kiddush. So Mimela, just like the bread would work for Kiddush, the bread also works for Havdalah. You can't say Kiddush is over because Kiddush ain't over. It's not over, excuse me, for the ain't. I was thinking of, it ain't over till it's over. The famous, was it Yogi? So, Kiddush is not over until you ate. And that means that you're making Kiddush on the bread. You're making Havdalah on the bread. Kiddush isn't over. And now you're eating. And now you can say that Kiddush is finished. So it really is at the same time. Havdalah is at the same time as Kiddush. Just like the, Sukkah is a wall for Sukkah and a wall for Shabbos. At the same time, it's like we also find in Makkos, that if two people speak Toka de Dibur of each other, it's considered one Avis. Since one person can, the first person who speaks can retract, as long as it's Toka de Dibur, he's not considered finished until after Kedei Dibur. So if someone else speaks within his Kedei Dibur, within a few seconds, it's all considered one Avis, it's all connected. So here also, since if he doesn't eat from the bread, he won't be Yotzei Kiddush. The Kiddush is like in limbo until after Havdalah, and we can make a migu from Kiddush to Havdalah. So that is all the mahalach of the Nasan Pirio in this sugya. I just want to add, Birshuschem, one hour here that I don't understand in this tushtel, in this comparison of the Rebbe of the Orzarua between Kiddush and Havdalah, comparing that to Sukkah. The question is that we had said that the reason you can say this migu, it's a dofen linyan Shabbos, the Sukkah, it's a dofen linyan Shabbos, is because shem dofen charu. Once you create a Sukkah-dika wall, you have also created a Shabbos-dika wall, because it's a wall. So you say it has wall written on it, halachic status of wall, so it's a wall for both. However, when you're talking about Kiddush and Havdalah, they're two separate things. Kiddush is a mitzvah of Kiddush. Havdalah is a mitzvah of Havdalah. And what does one have to do with the other? East is east. West is west. And never the twain shall meet. Ha ha, so you're going to say to me, hey, Ermin, what are you talking about? You answered that question. You said that it's really the same. They really are the same. They're both called Kiddush. Yes, they're both called Kiddush. Kiddush is called Kiddush. Havdalah is called Kiddush. What is called Kiddush of Kiddush and Havdalah? What is both learned from the same pasuk of Zachar Tzioma Shabbos Lekacho? The answer is the Etzem Amiras HaKiddush. The Etzem Amiras Havdalah. But what about the fact that Kiddush is on wine? That, the overwhelming consensus is, only a din derabbanan. There was a takanas chachamim to use wine for Kiddush. What about pass? Okay, so we see from the Gemara, Rav also used pass for Kiddush. So this is a separate takanas chachamim. This isn't because of Zachor Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. Chachamim wanted you to be Mekadesh on wine or even on bread. But when it comes to Havdalah, the Chachamim made a takana, dafka wine. So bread won't help anymore. And this takana Chachamim isn't built on Kiddush. This takana Chachamim has nothing to do with Kiddush. If it would, maybe they would have said lechatchila that you can also, just like Kiddush you can make on bread and wine, so too, Havdalah, you also have the option. If you don't want wine, you can also have bread, it's fine. But Chachamim made their own separate takana. So I don't know necessarily if just because by Kiddush you can say that bread and wine, bread or wine works, so too now, if you're already making Kiddush on the bread or the wine and Havdalah, you can also drag Havdalah along. Who says that so? There was a separate takana Chachamim for Kiddush and a separate takana Chachamim for Havdalah, and telling me that they come from the same root, they don't. Only the Doraisa of saying Kiddush and Havdalah come from the same root. So if we'd be dealing on a Doraisa level, then I grant you that if it works for one, maybe it'll work for the other. But here, we're dealing with the Takanas HaCham. Chum made different Takanas. So by Shabbos, if it's a wall, it's a wall. The Torah gave it the status of a wall. So it can also work for Shabbos. But here, when you're dealing with the special Takanas HaChamim, I don't necessarily know if you can say the same thing. Of course, this can be argued back the other way, but that is just a ha'ara to think about. And one more point. This whole comment that I just made is only on the raya brought by the Rebbe of the Or Zeruah to compare Shabbos and Sukkah. However, Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim, who brings from the Seder of Ramban that you're allowed to make Kiddush, you're allowed to make Havdalah on bread when Motzi Shabbos is Yantif because you're making Kiddush on bread. There he writes, Kevan the Kiddush Iker, Ki the Paskin on Yaknahas, and the Kachim Alapas, since Kiddush is the Iker because we pass Kin Yan Kiddush Ne Havdalah Zman Yaknahas, and you're Mekadish on bread, Nasa Havdalah Tfeilala, Umavdil Al Hapas Im HaKiddush. Havdalah becomes Tafil to the Kiddush. And therefore, you can be mavdil on the bread together with the Kiddush. So here, he doesn't use lashonos of migu. He doesn't say migu that it's good for Kiddush. It's also good for Havdalah. He doesn't say that. And he also doesn't bring, if he had arrived from Masechet Sukkah, he probably would have said so. So it could very well be that Tosfos doesn't like this whole comparison to the Gemara in Sukkah. It's a completely different thing. In Sukkah we say one thing, that it has a shame dofen for Sukkahs. It also gets a shame dofen for Shabbos. Very good. By Kiddush and Havdalah, we say something else. Kiddush is the Iker. Kiddush is primary. And the Mela, we have a cloud that if it works for the Iker, it also works for the tufel. The tufel is nigger after the ikr. If you have a bracha, you're eating a piece of gefilte fish with a carrot on top. The carrot is just there to enhance the fish. So it's tufel to the fish. You're not making a bracha on the carrot. The carrot just follows along the fish because it's only tufel. So mainly here also the Havdalah Tosfos says is tufel to the Kiddush. So since it's tufel to the Kiddush, so it's only secondary, so if it works, if bread works for the ikr, bread also works for the tufel. But on Sukkot, we're not talking about ikr and tufel. Sukkot is the ikr, Shabbos is tufel, Shabbos is dragged along. It sounds like a different vort. So it sounds to me like Tosfos in Maseches Pesachim and the Or Zeruah and Hilchos Matzah Shabbos Siman Sadi Aleph are saying two different things. Tosfos is saying the idea is that Kiddush follows Havdalah because Kiddush is Havdalah follows Kiddush because Kiddush is the Iker, and therefore if bread is good for Kiddush, bread is also good for the Tel for Havdalah, for its secondary. And the Or Zeruah is saying that it's like the Migu in Maseches Shabbos, that it works for Kiddush, and it should also work for Havdalah. And then that we wanted to say Pshat, maybe, is that they really come from the same source. So it's really like just like Shem Dofen for Sukkah is Shem Dofen for Shabbos, so too the Kedusha, the Zachar Sem Shabbos Lekadsho, of bread for Kiddush, also makes it that it also works here for the Zachar Sem Shabbos Lekadsho, for the bread of Havdalah. And we said, it's talking about Shabbos. One is Motzish. It's Havdalah of Shabbos and Kiddush of Yom Tov. We said, no. Kiddush of Yom Tov is also Mitin Zachar Sem Shabbos Lekadsho. So these are all Kivunim LaChashiva, directions in which you can think, you can analyze, you can discuss this very fascinating Sugya of Migu Dahavik Dofen, Linyan Sukkah, Havik Dofen, Linyan Shabbos, and the Sugya of making Havdalah on Pas. We should all be Zochem Yitz Hashem, always to taste the sweetness and the depth of Torah, of Gemara, with Rishonim, and with Achronim, the Hayav Na'ashem Elokeinu. It should always be sweet. Amen, Ken Hiratzam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.